This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Presenting Carly and Callum, your serial offenders on Joy 94.9.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, let's jam.
Oh, the last person wearing these headphones is deaf.
It's deaf?
Yeah, they must be deaf. They were up so loud.
Oh, dear. Good morning, everyone.
Morning. I'm awake now that I've heard our intro belting at 10
blasting
decibels.
Straight to your brain.
Oh, I hope you're all feeling lovely. It's still a little bit dark outside.
It is. It's a little spooky.
But we will be with you until the sun rises.
Mm-hmm. And then for a little while longer as well.
Yeah, and then some. So what have we got on today, Callum?
Right off the bat, we have to say a huge thank you to Josh, our head of IT, who is up in Sydney at the moment, and we wandered into the studio and basically had absolutely no internet and completely panicked.
You didn't even try turning the modem off and on again.
I did when Josh told me what
before
to do.
Before you called him to wake him up.
I didn't know where the modem was.
6 o'clock.
The modem is hidden away.
Oh. Yeah. You work here. You must know.
I don't know where people hide the modem. It's a valuable piece of equipment in this sort of
Now we have
area.
Akira Wearable Arts Group coming in, or a spokesperson at least. Anyway, coming in to talk about an amazing new project, because we all know I love a possible project, that they have got running at the moment for wearable art. We've also got people coming in from where, Callum?
From where? We are having a call from an executive officer of Living Positive Victoria, Brent, who's going to let us know what is going on. Executive officer. Impressive title, isn't it?
Very impressive.
Coming in to tell us about their latest campaigns and projects. And staying healthy. We're going to find out. That's our guests. That's our guests for this morning. We're going to find out who won our Slash Fiction. Our Slash Fiction off.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Which I'm pumped for. And lots of fun tunes. And we have three prizes to give away. So stay tuned, ladies and gents. We have a fun old show for you this morning. Starting things off, though, I Turn to You by Melanie C. You're on Joy 94.9. Joey, Carly and Callum, your serial offenders. Hope you're having a lovely morning. Wink. Joy 94.9. Hope you're having a lovely morning. It's 8:09, and we have with us in the studio the wonderful Az from Alkira. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Quite good.
So we had 10 fingers in 2 weeks ago to tell us about the fashion show that was perfect, and it was on Sunday, and you, Azmataz, had a exhibition in the show, yeah?
Certainly did, and it was perfect. It was amazing. It was like best ever. Couldn't have gone better. The whole show was incredible.
Yeah.
The Alkira guys got up on stage and they smashed it. They own the stage.
So who is Alkira?
Alkira is a service in Box Hill that supports adults with intellectual disabilities, and we have been building costumes for the last about 3 years and have done a few catwalk shows now, but this was definitely the biggest one that we've done yet. And we just launched a campaign to get ourselves to Alice Springs to take the group up there to wear their costumes in the Wearable Arts Awards. So all the costumes are made, designed and created by the guys.
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 of them in the group, and 8 of them want to come to Alice Springs. So
some
are into performance and some are into costume design. It's about skill development and teaching them how to use glue guns and sewing machines and how to hand tack, that kind of thing.
And a sense of achievement as well.
Yeah, and to be a performer. It's about I'm having the best time giving them the opportunities to do things that I've done. So I've been on catwalks through doing Awkward Amazing and other events with Tennille, and have felt that incredible, like, wow, I'm a supermodel.
Yeah.
I'm totally not a supermodel, but I'm a supermodel right now. And for them to be able to give that them that experience is that's what it's just, it's inclusive. It's exciting, and that's what we should all be aiming towards for everybody to have the experiences. Choice and options is good.
The costumes, honestly, were just
mind blowing. I love the octopus. I think that one's my favourite.
Oh, from the video?
Yeah, from what I've seen. It was great. I have a bit of a thing for sea creatures.
Is it? Oh, yeah, of course. So what's the project up in Northern Territory
in Alice,
they're trying to get to?
It's the Wearable Arts Awards, which is a runway spectacular. It's huge. It's on the, I want to say, the 25th of October, the Saturday night, in the Araluen Theatre, which holds about 1,000 people. And it's incredible. Generally, there's about 60 costumes in it. So that's 60 artists from mostly from Alice Springs, but also from interstate.
And the artists... people that have intellectual disabilities?
No,
as well,
it's just
an arts show within the community.
Yeah, and
right.
We want to go and show them that we can do it too.
Oh, how exciting! So, yeah. What's the how's everyone feeling in the hope to sort of raise the money?
They're pretty excited. The Possible campaign's going. It's going well. A little slow, so you know, promoting it as much as we can. Mm-hmm. But the guys are aware that if we don't make the money, then we won't be going.
Yeah.
But they're like, come on, we're going, right?
Yeah.
How are we doing? What are we up to next?
What are we doing? How are we going to make more money? It's like, we just need to tell everybody all the time. Tell everybody. We've got business cards for the guys, for them to give out to their friends and family. And just coming up and talking about it, trying to get some media coverage. Everybody share it. Share it. And watch the video because it's really, really cute.
The video's great.
Hilarious.
I loved it. So good when they're out and about in around Box Hill. It's fantastic. I love it so much.
And what are the costumes that we can expect from some of these?
For Alice, we're going to go into production for a couple more costumes. We need to do three... We're going for three pieces with three costumes in each. So we did a fan dress for Perfect, which we had 10 people sitting around a table making fans for ages. So we might do a male version of that so that the two dresses can come out on stage together. And that was pretty fun making that one. And again, for skill and tactile, it's really good.
Yeah.
You can make a lot. I'm doing hand signals, but you can make a lot of fans in a short amount of time if you've got 10 people. And it was really interesting when they were making them because although you show somebody how to do something one way, you come, like when you're looking at them, they've all been made in slightly different ways.
Yeah.
But it worked out. The fan dress was beautiful.
Yeah,
so we'd like to do a male version of that so that they can sort of come out on stage together and walk down the catwalk sort of hand in hand, which would be really nice.
Oh, that's nice.
We helped make these white flowers for the Box Hill Illuminate Festival, which the white dress was made out of at the Perfect Show. And we've got about another three bin bags full of those, because we're into sustainability. I asked for them to, once that project had finished, could we have the leftovers?
Oh,
or
nice.
Could we have them after the Illuminate course had come down?
They're not going to waste.
So really, true sustainably. Like,
yeah, great.
It was made from sustainable materials in the first place. And instead of that going to landfill, because the guys made them, we were like, right, let's make something else out of those. So that's been made by kids and centres all over the Whitehorse area. So some, they're from all over the place. So we're going to make something else out of those, probably an accompaniment to the dress that was at Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And also the confidence they had when they were walking down the stage was just beaming, and the whole crowd just totally got underneath them and was just cheering so loudly. It was
really
amazing. Beautiful to watch. And we're just having so much fun. So
we couldn't have asked for a warmer reception from the audience. Everyone was amazing. And backstage, everyone was fantastic. Just engaging people in conversation and just telling them how amazingly awesome they looked and how glad everyone was that they were here. Sarah, who wore the swan on her head, she has never been on a catwalk before.
Yeah.
And she owned it. Like,
yes.
Absolutely owned it. Like, It was incredible.
Was she up the front of the catwalk when they all finished?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was doing the, she like, was amazing. Come on, get me.
She really warmed the crowd up and got everyone dancing. And
amazing. So, yeah, just amazing.
Such a beautiful cause. So definitely go onto our Facebook page, The Serial Offenders, and you can find the possible campaign from there. And there's all different prizes that you can get, and postcards and catwalk shows you could go to, and pieces of art that you could probably get as well.
There's a fair few things on there. So if you, and also if you Google Alice Springs Wearable Arts Adventure possible, they will come up as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Fantastic.
So, yeah, get onto it. Thank you so
amazing.
Much for coming
Thanks
in.
For having me.
My
best
pleasure.
Of luck.
Thank you.
Uplifting, informing, empowering. Joy 94.9.
Here on Joy 94.9 with The Serial Offenders, Carly. Get your shoe off the desk.
Don't tell everybody that I'm a slob.
There's a chair right there you could put your feet on, you know.
Why is the chair different to the desk?
Well, because it's not on the desk.
People... My mum's listening now. She's going to be so angry with me.
Shayna. Raise your child properly, please.
Yeah, exactly.
We have another prize to give away this fine morning. It is the DVD of the week, Pride, a rousing and warm-hearted crowd pleaser in the spirit of Billy Elliot and the Full Monty. Pride tells the incredible true story of the unlikely alliance between a striking Welsh mining community and a group of gay and lesbian activists in 80s Britain, starring Bill Nighy and Imelda Staunton. All thanks to E1 Home Entertainment. This is a beautiful film. It's such a beautiful film.
So many people said to me, oh, I cried so much, blah, blah, blah. And then it got towards the end and I thought, oh, I'm not going to cry.
Yeah, but that's because you don't have emotions.
I got to the end and oh my Lord.
Did you bawl your eyes out?
Bawled my eyes out.
Oh, so apparently you do have emotions.
So, wow, it really got me.
Oh my goodness. Oh, good. It's nice to know that you can feel things.
So how are we giving the prize away, Callum?
Text in 0427JOY949 or email onair@joy.org.au with your name and membership number. What's a movie you've cried in, maybe?
Yeah, crying movies.
Yeah,
crying
yeah.
Movies. That's a topic.
I saw Beast of the Southern Wild.
Oh, cried.
I was sobbing.
Yeah,
my partner cried. Mitchell cries so easily in
Hush
movies.
Puppy.
Oh, Hush Puppy, she's beautiful. Mitchell just cries so easily. We were watching a movie about independent game making, like a documentary on people who make independent video games, and he was crying in that. He's like, oh my God, they're so passionate. And some of my mates were like, are you going to comfort him? And I was like, pfft. No.
There's
he doesn't get a hug for
to
this.
Comfort for.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Why are you crying about this? What the hell? And so he cries super easy in movies. I was sobbing so hard in Beasts of the Southern Wild that his, like, love mother instinct took over and he stopped crying in order to comfort me. That's how hard I was crying.
But I don't want to be comforted when I'm crying watching a movie. I feel like that's the whole point in watching a crying movie.
No, but it's, you know, like hold hands and, you know, share the emotion together, sort of thing. And also I was still crying when we left the movie theatre as well. Like, I'm still bawling my eyes out.
Green Mile was a big one for
Haven't
me.
Haven't seen the Green Mile.
Green Mile was a big one.
Although my grandma...
Notebook just makes everyone cry, so don't bother texting that in.
Oh, no, well, you can if you want. We haven't cried anything else. My nana went to see The 8 Mile thinking it was going to be like the Green Mile at the movie theatre. And afterwards she just could not understand why they were calling each other dogs.
Oh my God, that is so funny.
Oh, my nana's a bit cute. Anyone else is a bit cute? Don't Stop Moving by S Club 7. Woo! You're on Joy 94.9. Bonky, bonky. Yeah, come on. I don't know, Metro Train, tweet them. I don't know. We actually, speaking about an injured dog on the train tracks, someone has texted in saying they cry in any movie where animals get hurt, such as The Cove, and they've done a sad emoji
now,
face.
The Cove is, I think, a documentary about the dolphin culling in Japan.
Oh, God, is it?
I'm pretty sure it's super sad.
Oh, my God, I could not watch that.
But amazing people that kind of stake out at night and set up cameras and go on these really illegal expeditions. And yeah, really good movie. I like it.
All right. Well, if you don't like watching animals getting hurt in films and things and you're worried, there is a website that I like called doesthedogdie.com. It has over, I think it's 1,080 or so films listed, where it doesn't have any of the spoilers about the movie, but it will tell you if the dog survives or not. So it has four categories. No pets die, very smiley, happy dog. A sad dog face if a pet is injured or appears dead, but ultimately lives. And then
what?
A pet dies in the movie. It categorizes it. So if you want to watch a movie, but you cannot handle watching, you know, like dogs die in movies or anything like that, go to the doesthedogdie.com.
And is it just dogs or is it animals?
I think it started out as dogs and then ends up being animal. I think it sounds like it's any pets now.
How funny.
Yeah. It's something that tugs on your heartstrings. Amy has texted in saying, from Princess Amy, she's sure some of the Joy listeners are professional gold diggers, but maybe not so many are grave diggers. That's our grave digger apprenticeship. When I was asking if anyone was out there who did was a grave digger. Craig has always cries during Free Willy. Oh, it is an emotional film.
In the first one, he said.
Yeah. I haven't seen the others.
Jackie cried in the Titanic.
Yeah, of course. When I was little, I couldn't even listen to the theme tune before bursting into tears, but that may have been because it was Celine Dion. And we have, any movies where animals get hurt.
Ooh, Cinema Paradiso, Angela.
I haven't seen that one.
Neither have I, but I like the name of it. I think I'll watch it.
Yeah, that sounds good. Matthew doesn't cry normally, but when he flies overseas, he gets emotional over films that wouldn't normally affect him. He got an upgrade once and was in the pointy end when the cabin manager came to ask if I had a good flight. They caught me with tears running down my face while watching some ridiculous film.
Yeah, that's the worst, when you're like bawling your eyes out on the plane. I've done that before, and this little girl in front of me couldn't stop looking at me. I know, I'm crying. Coming up, we've got a quick 20 minutes of Nature or Notcha.
Oh, yes. Also, keep those what movies you cry in coming in, 0427JOY949 with your name and membership number, and you can go into the draw to win Pride, the DVD of the week, thanks to One Home Entertainment. We're warning you now. It's a crier.
Carly and Callum are your serial offenders on Joy 94.9.
Oh, more teary people. I think our audience is, we're an emotional bunch, I think. Wall-E from Julie, so desperately needed, if you need a good crying movie.
I've never seen that. Is that a cartoon?
It's CGI. It's very sweet. It is. It's very cute. You should watch it. It's gorgeous. It's also a massive critique on the whole human race. Sally cried at the original Flipper movie when Flipper was stabbed. Oh my god. Also wrung out the hand. What? I don't know what that means. Oh, wrung out the hanky at the second King Kong movie when Kong hit the pavement. That is a beautiful way of putting it. Oh no. Oh, keep those texts coming in. It isn't just for fun, although it's mostly for fun. You also go into the draw to win the DVD of the week, Pride, a rising and warm-hearted crowd pleaser in the spirit of Billy Elliot and the Full Monty. It's a beautiful story, thanks to One Home Entertainment, and it is a crier. It's a tearjerker, I've been told. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Nature or Notcha. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're learning about the praying mantis. Today we're learning about the praying mantis. The praying mantis is a predatory insect that grows to numerous different sizes, starting from as tiny as an ant to, well, let's find out, shall we? Your first fact. Now, one of these facts is false, the other two are true. And you may ask questions, of course, Carly dear. All right. The largest praying mantis species grows to be up to 50 centimetres long, which is almost half a metre. Almost a metre. What am I thinking? Half a metre long. It's quite large. Now, the next one.
Sorry to interrupt. Is a praying mantis the same as a stick insect?
No. Not even a little bit, but they do look similar.
Okay, right.
They have four legs, and they have the grabby hands who look like they're praying mm-hmm. while they sit there, which is where their name comes from.
Mm-hmm.
Now, second fact is that after bushfires, some species shed their skins and change colour to blend in with the become black from being green to blend in with the surrounding environment. And the third fact is that often the females will eat the male after sex or during sex, and so some males wait until a female has eaten before they wait until the woman the female has had a big meal and then have sex with her and run away because it means that it's less likely for them to get eaten.
Oh, really?
Crafty little devils.
Well, I'm going to say that I hope the third one's true.
Yeah, so you like to think that the males wait till the lady has a meal before scuttling over for a bit of fun?
Exactly. And what was the first one again?
First one is they grow to be up to 50 centimetres long. The largest
and then,
species.
Yeah, where do they grow?
They grow and live all around the world in different areas. Anywhere that doesn't get too cold. They do die out during winter in Australia. And they're not in sort of the Antarctic or regions that are often very snowy or cold. But any other region, you will find them.
So I'm going to say that maybe they don't grow to 50 centimetres.
Why is that?
I reckon maybe because I don't know. I think that they shed their skin.
So do snakes. Yeah. Oh, but they shed their skin after bushfires.
Yeah.
To blend in with their surroundings.
Would they die in a bushfire?
Well, if they survive, I don't know. Maybe they fly up on the thermals and then come back down.
Oh, they shed their skin to brown to blend in with the...
Yes, because suddenly they're bright green hanging out in the foliage and then all the trees are charred, you see. Anyway, we'll find out the answer after this. Live Louder by Nathaniel. No, David, no, this is my show. You do not get to introduce songs. Too late, sucker. Anyway, you want to know which one's which and what's happening?
Yes.
Yep, okay. So our three were praying mantises grow to up to 50 centimetres, half a metre long. They some species shed their skins after bushfires to blend in with their surroundings. And that some males wait until the females have had a good meal before engaging in fun and cheeky activities because it's less likely that the female's going to eat them afterwards. Now, which one did you think was false?
I think the first one's false.
Yep, so the 50 centimetres one?
Yeah.
Well, that was my celebratory correct. Yeah. Well done. Yay! Yes. Sorry, it's such a weak sound effect. yes. Yep. The largest is the Chinese mantis, which grows to 30 centimetres.
Wow.
So about the length of a ruler.
Do they only grow in China?
No. They're all around the world. It's like you don't even listen to poorly impersonated David Attenborough.
No, I did listen to that. But then when one's called... But I think they're probably called different species all over the world.
So there's masses of different species. The Chinese mantis is a particular species, which you can also find in other areas.
Right. That was the question.
Oh, sorry. All right. I misunderstood and I do apologise. they are absolutely amazing. Yeah. The males have been observed waiting for the female to have a good meal before running in because it's less likely the female's going to eat him afterwards.
Love it. Yeah. Game plan. Have a game plan.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I mean, come on. It's a bit harsh that you're going to get eaten just for having a little bit of fun, right?
I know, right?
Not cool. Not cool. There are... a particular Australian species that are sort of light sort of pale cream to blend in with gums, like gum trees. And when bushfires go through, suddenly everything's been charcoal and they go up high into the branches to survive, come back down later on, and they're really obvious because they're a white praying mantis on a black charred tree. And so they shed their skin and are black underneath in order to blend in.
That's so weird.
Isn't nature crazy?
And you've shown me ones of pink ones. You've shown me a pink one here.
They come in all shapes, sizes and colours. These ones pretend to be flowers, and when bees or other insects and some small birds, they also eat small birds, the larger ones.
What?
Mice. They're absolutely crazy with their predatory forelimbs, grabbing hold of things and then they just chew away. I love them.
Beautiful.
I get so excited when I find them around the house. I really do. I'm like
you
a
find
kid.
Them around the house?
Yeah. Well, you know, like outside, nearby sort of thing.
Never seen one before, I
really?
Don't think.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Just at Science Works.
Oh, yeah.
It was a big
just,
one.
Just sort of sitting, doing, you know, like your arms up, doing his thing. Yep, yep, yep. Should we announce the prize winner?
Yeah, let's do it after the next song.
After the next song. Do we have time?
Yeah, of course.
Hang on. Oh, actually, something I think is one of my favourite things about the Praying Mantis is that they have almost 360-degree vision.
Wow.
I know, right?
It's crazy.
Joy 94.9, keeping you informed.
And so we are all connected in the great serial of life. Joy 94.9.
It is 3 minutes to nine, which means it's almost time for us to get out of here. Sonia is up next with your second breakfast, straight after Alistair with the news. I feel like I should reveal how many cockroaches are on that T-shirt.
With how many cockroaches are on your T-shirt, Callum?
Well, Carly has put a mention, a comment on our Facebook page, facebook.com/serialoffenders, and said, is it 125, not counting stray antennae, just the visible roach bodies? Well, see, I thought I did that as well. I only counted whole ones, and I thought there was 118. So this is all kind of subjective and awkward.
So are you going to count the ones that have got like half a body?
Well, I wasn't in the photo. I only counted like whole roaches. I thought that one was real. I actually did for a second because it was sitting on my shoulder. I didn't realize I also had them on my shoulders. I've had this T-shirt for like 3 weeks.
Who is the winner?
Congratulations, you teary creature. Sally. Woo! Yay! Who cried at the original Flipper movie when Flipper was stabbed and also wrung out the hanky in the second King Kong movie when he hit the pavement. I love that so much. We will get in touch with you to let you know how you can get your hands on DVD of the Week Pride. Congratulations! And thanks to everyone else who opened up their hearts and let us know what movies you cry in.
Also, we got a call in, actually, to say the Cove isn't actually about dolphins being culled. It's about dolphins being murdered. So, sorry for that mistake.
What's the difference?
I don't know. And then Andrea said, abstract. Always enjoy a laugh when I get up and go to work. It changes my whole perspective of the day. Just love that alpha woman. She's so arson. Oh, and you, Callum. That's really funny. Thank you.
So, clearly, you're the one who has the power. You're the alpha dog in this relationship.
And I don't believe in a 50-centimeter praying mantis.
Also, how many cockroaches? Well, you're right, Carly. You're right. And I counted 118. Other people counted different. So, you know what? However many cockroaches is however many cockroaches you want to dream of.
And Tim, I don't know if I understand. I cried when Neelix left Voyager as he walked the corridor to the transporter. The whole crew lined the corridor and saluted.
I think the Voyager, is that Star Trek, the Voyager?
Maybe, I don't know.
Yes, Alice is confirming. Thank you
very
much,
Alistair.
Giving you the wink. Yep, giving me the wink and the grin. Oh, that's beautiful. I haven't actually seen much Star Trek.
You know what, Callum? It's time to say goodbye.
It sure is. Thanks very much for getting involved today. Thank you very much for Jeff on the front desk. Alistair for the news. Our wonderful producer, Sheena, and our fabulous podcaster, Gary. We'll catch you all next week.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.